Welcome to Hachzeik, the Daily Mussar Impact Initiative.
Shai Bitochen Perik Gimel. In the beginning of the Perik, he chazes over the seven Tanayim and he explains them more. Vashlishi Kabayir Yisbar, Chazik Mikol Chazik. V'dvaray Nigzah Mikol Dvavar. V'ein Meshiv Dinoi. K'may Shinem HaKol Asher Chofetz Hashem Asar. Whatever Hashem wants happens, because you could trust in Hashem, because if Hashem wants, it is going to happen. Many people let him go, if I want, it's going to happen. You can't rely. He's a boss of a dumb. He's here, Khan, he's gone tomorrow. But with Hashem, you could really rely on it. He's here forever, and he's a kol yochol. Harvik, you mashgiach al anogis bnei adam kulam, lo yenichem, lo yisalemem, lo yisosem imenu davemem, mikatnam vagdelam, lo yishkichu davar es davar. Hashem watches everything. There's nothing that you do that Hashem doesn't see. In fact, we mention Hashem yotzer es adam lefnei kisei kvodecha. Is the going, why are we mentioning in Hashem yotzer? Because you would think such a low thing as going to the bathroom, Hashem is not mashkiach on. Even that is lufnei kisei kivaydecha. Everything you do, Hashem's always watching you. Hashem's always with you. V'lo yishkichu davar es davar. He's not like a person that forgets. Hashem doesn't forget a thing. K'may shekosev. Nister darki melekai mishpatai yavar. How could Klal Yisrael say that something's hidden from Hashem? Hashem sees everything. The other psukim that says Hashem is loy shoycheach. Hashem remembers and sees everyone and everything about the person. Hachamishi sheim biyad echo min abruim lohay lesnafshay veloy lazika veloy lezu alasoy ki im bishus aboyrei. Hashem echod ein oy mulvadoi. Yadata Yom, like we say in Olinu, Hashem Walikim Ein Oy Mulvadoi. And we just learned this in Purim. How Haman was such a powerful person and he wanted to do bad to the Yidden and he couldn't. When Hashem changed the Gzeira, everything changed. And also in Pesach coming up, Para was the Shoilet. He was the most powerful nation. No one ever got free from Mitzrayim and a whole nation went free. Because Hashem is the Shoilet Amiti. Hakol is Bershus HaBoyrei Yisbarach. Ke'evi kishiyel yoysim yal necho, v'yeh kolachem em yochul lo'y liloy, lo yitochin lo'y levtoyach alechem mehem. If you have two people that are in charge of you, you can't be boiteach on either one, because he's worried each one has to be good to him. V'im yeh echon mehem yochul agdolosa yoysim me'ashirosan yichoyzi bibitunu kifi yicholtoy. Kifi, how much is beyond the person, that's how much bitochin he has. Chen kishiyargish ha'odom, shelo yelilenu v'lo yizikenu echon min ha'negroyim, ele b'shus ha'boyre yizbarech, yoshev liboy mi'irosom v'tichvosom v'yiftach al ha'boyre levadoy. In the story with the Chazon Ish, that he was sitting and a mosquito came and someone wanted to kill the mosquito. And Chazon Ish said, leave him. It was nigzar on him from Rosh Hashanah that he should have this meal. Leave him. Yeah. That's a very high madrega. It's way above and beyond us. But you see what a person could reach. Ad kama, everything is biyad Hashem. We won't be scared of matzavim. We won't be scared of people. We won't even be scared of animals. Because HaKol B'yad Hashem, the one who's behind everything, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a Meila, you live a different world. It's a different life. You know, some people, they live with such pachad from anti-Semitism, from wars, from dangerous people, from machlas. And then there are people that all the yira is from Hashem. And there are people that they boteach on certain, on a gun, on a shot, on other things. And then there are people that be talking as Hashem. Now there are darkei hishtadlus that Hashem wants us to do. But if the all the darkei hishtadlus, the emes of bitochen, every koyach that there is in the world, Hashem is behind it. As this is what helps us build our bitachon. The more we work on realizing everything is biyad Hashem, everything going on, the more we'll be able to put our bitachon in Hashem, because He's really in charge. And it's an avoida, because the world makes us feel not that way. It's called Olam Milashen Helem. It looks to us that it's the people who are in front of us that are hurting us. But really, or that we're scared of, but really, Akol Biyad Hashem. Once we believe this, you push it in a world of Menuchas HaNefesh. It's a different kind of a life.
You have been listening to a shiur by Hachzeik. If you have been impacted, please share with others. For the daily shiur, please visit hachzeik.com or call 516-600-8080.